Time for a new forklift? Well, let's kick the new year into high gear with a brand new Toyota forklift. Now through April 30th, you'll get up to a $2,500 rebate when you swap your old competitive branded forklift for a Toyota that delivers legendary efficiency. Don't wait. Trade up to Toyota now. Go to toyotaforklift.com/trade-in-rebate to learn more or find the link in the show notes. That's toyotaforklift.com/trade-in-rebate for your $2,500 rebate.
The New Warehouse Podcast, hosted by Kevin Lawton, is your source for insights and ideas from the distribution, transportation, and logistics industry. A new episode every Monday morning brings you the latest from industry experts and thought leaders. And now, here's Kevin.
Hi, it's Kevin Long with the New Warehouse Podcast. I'm here at MODEX 2020 in Atlanta. We're at the New Warehouse Podcast booth. It's the end of the day, so I'm stumbling a little bit.
It's been a long day.
Yeah, my voice is feeling it. So I actually have Aldo McLean, right? He's in the booth. He actually was just walking by. He's an attendee. And he is a assistant professor at University of Tennessee, Chattanooga. He teaches on supply chain topics, operations management topics. So he's very interested in podcasts. So we decided to have him come sit down, talk to us, and hear a little bit about what he's teaching and kind of what the kids are interested in these days, I guess. So Aldo, welcome to the show.
Well, thank you for having me.
Definitely.
Yeah, about teaching is kind of tricky somehow.
Yeah.
You know, for the most part, what I teach, logistics and some other topics in the engineering college, you know, you don't see it often, right? So my department is engineering management.
Okay.
We teach mostly, well, we have brought about, you know, more courses in material management, supply chain, logistics. You know, I have another course in facilities planning, facilities management.
Oh, nice.
We used to have an industrial engineering that would basically deal with the same, but we couldn't keep it up, and we lost it. We lost the program recently. So we have an engineering management, which is kind of a cross mix between engineering and management. So you know, so engineers can take my courses as part of the minor in engineering management. Okay, I also teach in a master program. It's a master program in engineering management at the University of Tennessee at Chattanooga. It's pretty cool. It's online and in class.
And most
you know, topics are a little bit different, right? So I have global logistics as one of them. There, in the master program, I have a course or two in supply chain management. It's a halfway quantitative and more kind of management skills. Okay. And, well, you know, all the courses I teach deals with operations, so quality management, quality control. Those are a part of my offers. And whatever is in season, right? You know, anything that employees are hiring for, we will try to put something together. Last time we had a reliability engineering, basically, or management.
Interesting.
You know, it's kind of cool.
Okay, very interesting. So what are your students, you know, what are your students interested in these days, like in terms of logistics space and all those types of things? You know, what are they really kind of, I guess, gravitating towards?
Yeah, that's kind of interesting, because they are not really interested in logistics or supply chain or material management.
Really?
I have to create that in them, right? So I try to be very vivid and bring about some jokes and wear my mask during Halloween and stuff, you know. But in a sense, you know, they get excited, right? And they start seeing logistics and material management, that type of skills, a little bit different, right? So they know that there is kind of a link between, you know, the core of what they learn and what is behind the door, right? So you know that there is something that they have to do, but they don't know how to do it. You know, this kind of subject will piece it together. They understand then. You know, one of the things I always talk about is free shipping. I'm like, oh, man, that's awesome. Free shipping, yeah. Right? I don't buy anything that is not free shipping anymore, right? Who is paying for shipping?
Yeah.
And, you know, that question mark, you know, mm-hmm. on their head brings about a lot of yeah. questions and, of course, solutions, basically, right? Mm-hmm. So it's kind of fun. So they're not interested in that, but they realize that it's pretty much a bound
right.
Between the knowledge that they mm-hmm. have and you know the thing how things have to come together basically.
Definitely.
So that's for the undergrad. But the undergrad kids are awesome. Mm-hmm. You know they get excited. They are you know they understand. Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Master students on the other hand they are a little more tough.
Oh yeah.
Okay. So yeah you have to go deep. Some of them are quantitative. Mm-hmm. Some others are more management type of.
Right.
Kind of skills or experience, but they are looking for solutions. They are not looking for, you know, reviewing a book or telling them about definitions. They want solutions. They want you to give them something that they can take to industry right away and put it to work and solve problems.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting the contrast there, but I can kind of see that, I guess, because the master's students, I'm sure the majority of them are already been in the working world, so
that's right.
they're set in mm-hmm. their ways a little bit, I guess, right?
That's right. That's right. right. Yeah, that's what they need. That's right.
Mm-hmm. Right. So, and I don't want to put you on the spot, but can you tell us one of the jokes that you use with the class?
Wow. Let me think. wow. I cannot remember now, but I laugh about myself all the time.
Oh, okay.
Right? I was giving them some credits. I have short exam for each chapter that we review mm-hmm. in the introduction for to your logistic yeah. course. And I say, well, guys, you know, if you come to MODEX, mm-hmm. right, I will waive the full exam, short exam.
Oh,
actually,
yeah.
I don't waive it. I give you 100%.
Yeah.
Right? So they got all excited. They didn't believe me. So some of them registered.
Yeah.
And they were like, hey, Dr. McLean, hey, we're going. And I was like, awesome.
Yeah.
Who else? Nobody else? Well, you get two. two exams waived, right?
Oh,
so
wow.
that's kind of interesting, kind of exciting for them in a way. And I think there's a lot of knowledge here that if you come here, of course, that actually piece it together for an exam. I mean, the exam for me is just a part of the learning process, right? Mm. So this is a learning process. It should be, you know, is equivalent in a way, right?
Mm.
So, you know, that's not the best joke or anything, but, you know, I try to make it fun.
Right.
And I put myself in the spot all the time, but I cannot think of anything that right now that, you know, comes about. But, that makes them a little happy and, you know, they keep engaged, I hope.
Yeah,
that's
definitely.
My hope.
So, you're an attendee, right? So mostly we've been talking to other exhibitors and other companies that are showing here. So why don't you tell us, this is day one of MODEX. So why don't you tell us, you know, just from you walking around, you know, what's your experience and what kind of really is sticking out to you here?
A lot of autonomous vehicles.
Yeah.
For every single purpose, mm-hmm. you know, pilot, individual picking, you know, that's kind of interesting. I usually say that that's a model of how vehicles are going to work in the future.
Right.
You know, we're just seeing here in a small application, but you know, they are kind of intelligent. They communicate to each other.
Mm-hmm.
That's for the most part connectivity. Everything is kind of intelligent now.
Mm.
It will take a while until we get used to it. I was talking to I think his name was I forgot, he's in one of my cards, about how connected everything else is. But one of the jokes I pop sometime in my class is about, and this is a fact, I mean, going to Walmart at 5 o'clock in the morning, 5:30 in the morning, or whatever is open, right?
Mm.
So then I walk around, there's a lot of order picking going on.
Yeah.
You know, so if you place an order, they will pick your order around 4 o'clock in the morning and then you can pick it up. So I walk around and there are so many pickers and a picking operation, you have to dodge and you know, be careful that you don't knock something over. But then I said, you know, so I was saying, okay, well, is one of these vehicles going to be in between, right? I mean, can you use them to pick with traffic, mm-hmm. people traffic, and they say, no, you know, that's something else. Mm-hmm. These vehicles are not ready to do that part of the test. Right. It will take a couple of years. But then my part of the joke is that I usually go around and I say, hey, man, you know, there's somebody peeking, and I'm like, hey, man, what's going on? Hey, what kind of peeking do you do, right? Yeah. And they look at me like, hey, get off me, freak, right? You know, but it's a joke. I mean, that doesn't happen for real. I know that would be a little freaky, right? You know, the student laugh at it. But the fact is that there's a significant amount of order peaking going on,
right?
And it feels like we go back to 1920s mm-hmm. when you know, grocery stores were those stores with a kind of a front desk.
Yeah.
And you will come in with your list of stuff that you needed, and they will
get it for you. Yeah.
That is right. So, you know, in a way, we're kind of going back to that.
Interesting,
But it's a freak if you show up in the morning asking somebody what kind of order peaking are you doing, right? Which is an interesting question.
But
in logistics, just in logistics. Yeah, that's right.
So what do you think? So I guess kind of going off that concept, you know, what do you think about the idea of like micro warehouses and kind of warehouses moving closer to the customer, and then maybe like retail shrinking a little bit and making like the back room bigger in a sense?
Yeah, those things are kind of hard to understand right now because we are not working on that at that level. Mm-hmm. But we really need to push it and experience every single different type of peaking that will be kind of part of a solution to a customer, right? That's our goal. Some of them will stick, some mm-hmm. others will not. However, we need to evaluate it and try to see if it's going to work. Yeah. And the whole objective, as I say in my class, the whole objective is to minimize the lead time or minimize the time it takes from when a customer places an order until you receive it. Mm-hmm. So all those type of structures will basically, in a way, contribute towards that. Mm-hmm. It might not be the technology that stays, but it's one step closer. Same thing with the drones. Everybody think, oh, well, drones are crazy. And they are, right?
Yeah.
I mean, you just can't think of stuff flying around, but mm-hmm. I'm going to give you something a little crazier, right? Mm-hmm. You know, because we have to minimize the lead time between when you place an order to you receive your order. Well, you place an order, the system can tell you, okay, well, how do you want to deliver?
Yeah.
You say drone, mm-hmm. comes to you in 10 minutes. That's pretty fast,
right?
You know? But I always tell my students, hey, look, I mean, that's a step forward to minimize that gap. Mm-hmm. But, you know, I cannot wait to see teletransportation.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, it's that crazy. But actually, that's the goal.
Yeah.
You place an order and you get it right away.
Right.
That makes sense? It's not going to happen. We have to act as if that's the next step.
Yeah.
And improve the systems that will basically shorten that distance. But, mm-hmm. you know, I hope I can see teletransportation. And we do have some of that with the 3D printer or even software. You download the software, mm-hmm. you know, it's a copy, right? But it's pretty close. But so what I'm saying is that we need to try to reach the final objective mm-hmm. of minimizing the gap between the products and the customers.
Yeah.
And that is why you see all these crazy structures and technology coming up, right? And we will see a whole bunch more of them. It's really hard to think what will be next. There are many people, many experts thinking and doing some, running some numbers. So, it's just exciting to come and see them.
Definitely.
See what's going on.
Yeah, and I think the, you know, the whole idea too now, I don't know how long you've been teaching or involved in logistics, but, you know, over time, kind of logistics was a little stagnant in terms of technology. And just over the last couple of years, it's just running.
Skyrocket.
Yeah, it's like sprinting, basically.
That's
so it's kind of crazy. So, mm-hmm. I mean, teleportation maybe sounds a little crazy, but I can see it happen. I mean, that's like, you know, when you get down to, like you said, 10 minutes with the drone, I mean, that's the next step. What else can we do, right? So, I mean, I think maybe it's after that, you know, I want them to just teleport into my cabinet. I don't want them to put my food away either.
That's right.
I don't want to touch it at all.
Yeah. That's right. Yeah, it goes straight into the refrigerator or something.
Yeah.
You know, that teletransportation thing make them laugh a lot, my students. And I'm like, hey, guys, well, you know, I mean, you know, just let me know if you see anything like that around, right? But, yeah, it's just to give them the idea that, you know, looking forward to a particular goal is what we're doing in logistics.
Right.
That's what we're trying to do.
All right. Very interesting. Thank you for stopping by the booth. How can people get in touch with you if they want to talk to you some more?
Wow. I'm at the University of Tennessee at Chattanooga, Department of Engineering Management. My email address is Aldo, A-L-D-O, dash, McLean, M-C-L-E-A-N, at utc.edu.
Okay.
Right, so you can you can shoot an email. Let me tell you, I'm not very good at emails.
Okay,
right? You know, you get a whole bunch, right? Then you go from top to bottom, and sometimes you don't hit the bottom.
Yeah.
But I will do my best.
Okay,
right?
Are you on LinkedIn? Text.
Huh?
You're on LinkedIn?
I am. Okay. Aldo McLean.
Okay,
right?
All right.
PhD at the end, I think. I don't know.
All right.
But there are some Aldos McLean. It's so weird.
Yeah.
Aldo, right? What kind of name is that? It's like Waldo without a W, you know? You forget
to
put a W at the end, and you're Aldo. Don't tell my mom. She will probably smack me hard.
Well, I'm not sure if she's a listener or not.
Yeah,
I don't know.
She will. She will follow.
Okay.
Follow the podcast. Thank you, guys. This is awesome. I think you do a very awesome job at putting this in the spot because, you know, it's kind of fun.
Yeah.
Hopefully we can excite, you know, the younger generations to do cool stuff, right?
Yeah, definitely,
and make the industry cool as well because it's cool. It's just you know, more of engineering. Engineers are boring.
Yeah, yeah.
Right?
Well,
so,
I think part of it, too, is like, you know, I think people that are not involved in it yet or might have no interest in it, they just think that it's, you know, it's just this cardboard box that shows up on
that's
the
right.
porch, but there's so much that goes into it. And
that's right.
Now with all this technology and everything, it's really exciting and it is cool, I think. But maybe I'm a little nerdy. I don't know. Mm-hmm. But
no, we are. We're actually very, very nerdy. But you know, I tell my students, hey, you know, I mean your house is a warehouse, you know,
right,
you buy product, you stock it, you know, your refrigerator, you buy your products and then you have look at your garage.
Then you manufacture your dinner.
You manufacture your dinner. Yeah. You have delivery. You have you have everything, you know.
Right.
So how different can that be? So, you know, it's part of your life. So, you know, it doesn't have to be that ugly facility somewhere, you know, and the distribution people that don't want to talk to you. You know, I mean, it's all over, right?
Yeah.
It's a piece of everywhere,
definitely.
Right? Even in concerts and all that. So, we're geeky.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's good.
All right, Aldo,
thanks
so much for coming on, and we'll post your contact information on newwarehouse.com as well if people want to reach out to you or are interested, maybe some younger people are interested in your programs.
Awesome. I appreciate that. Kevin and Eric, thank you for your time.
All right, thank
you. Awesome, you do a great job.
All right.
You've been listening to the New Warehouse Podcast with Kevin Lawton. Subscribe and check us out online at thenewwarehouse.com.
Thank you for listening to this episode. If you want more content from the New Warehouse, check out our new video series called All Hands on LinkedIn. Just search for the New Warehouse on LinkedIn and follow along.